You're listening to SBS News.
The most recent data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics assumes that on average, Australia's population increases by one person every 83 seconds. According to the Bureau, Australia's population grew by 1.6% over 2017. That's higher than the global population, which a United Nations report estimates grew by 1.1%. Professor Nick Parr, a professor of demography at Macquarie University, says Australia is experiencing relatively high population growth for a country of its kind.
Our population growth rate, the most recent number, was 1.6%. That's higher than the population growth rate for the total population of the world, according to UN estimates. By world standards, we have a relatively rapidly growing population, and this is quite unusual for a more developed country.
World Bank data suggests most countries with a high population growth are developing nations, where access to sex education and birth control is limited. The figures show the countries that experienced the highest population growth in 2017, between 4.5 and 5%, were Oman, Bahrain, and Nauru. But Dr. Liz Allen, a demographer at the Australian National University Centre for Social Research and Methods, argues people too often fixate on population size and growth. She says there's other factors that need to be considered.
Higher population growth on a lower population base like Australia delivers a different rate of change in size than, say, a small rate of growth on a very large population like the US. So if we look to other indicators of population comparison, the population density in Australia is behind that of similar countries.
Over the last 3 years, Australia's overall population has grown by about 400,000 per annum. If this trend continues, the Bureau of Statistics projects it could hit 26 million as early as 2020, 30 million in 2030, and 40 million in 2048. Australia reaching the 25 million milestone comes amid concerns that infrastructure in some of Australia's biggest cities, particularly in those along the east coast, is being put under pressure by the growing population. Dr. Liz Allen says there's plenty of room for new Australians, and migrants in particular, away from the east coast and in regional areas. She says many regional areas are looking for skilled migrants and population growth.
Migrants fill positions that locals are either not adequately skilled for or do not want to take. The type of people that move countries are highly innovative people, are very entrepreneurial. This is something that Australia should capitalise on. People risk a lot to move countries, and it's that measured risk-taking that builds nations.
But keeping people in regional areas is easier said than done, and according to some, unfair. In July, the Turnbull government said it was looking at ways to bind migrants to rural areas, perhaps under visa conditions. That followed data from Home Affairs claiming one skilled migrant in every 10, after settling in regional areas, moved to a city within 18 months. Professor Nick Parr says Australia should be able to cope with the sustained population growth for the foreseeable future, but admits it's a new situation.
The problem we face at the moment is that we don't really have a successful model for successfully settling large numbers of migrants away from the major cities. That's something that really needs research and experimentation, and we need to find a way, but it's not clear how we can achieve that at the current point in time.
Demographic researcher Mark McCrindle says better planning is the answer.
It's not about population as much as it's about responding to the trends. It's about planning for the growth. And if we look at New South Wales and Victoria and Queensland as well, in the last decade, they've responded to the new growth realities and put a lot of investment in place. And we've played a bit of catch-up, but we're getting on top of it at the moment.
Australia has the 53rd largest population in the world, one place behind North Korea and one place ahead of Cote d'Ivoire. Australia's population accounts for 0.33%, that's one-third of 1% of the world's people. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.